This learning module is entitled Formatting a Document. This lesson demonstrates several formatting options available in the HJ program, as well as techniques of locating and identifying text with specific format attributes. Currently, the only two programs that I have running are JAWS for Windows and HJPad. My application focus is in the HJPad program on a blank document. We want to open a document for this lesson called format.txt. Let's press Ctrl-O to open up this document.
Ctrl-O, open dialog, file name, colon, edit, type and text, Alt-N.
As before, you know that the practice samples that we have are installed in the JAWS4O/training/ENU directory, so I'm simply going to type that in now.
C colon backslash JAWS 40 backslash TRAINING backslash ENU backslash FORMAT period TXT.
And I'll press the Enter key to open this document now.
Enter, edit, type, and text.
The whole idea behind having a prepared document like this one for you to work in is to show you how easy it is for you to go back after you've gotten all of your ideas typed up and then carry out your formatting to make your document look more professional or academic, whatever applies to your situation. As we format this document, I'll be showing you some techniques to verify that a particular formatting action has been carried out. And finally, we'll be taking a look at several options that JAWS has built in that will allow us to proof our document for content, format attributes, or both. I'm going to press the Say All command and have JAWS read a little bit of this document, and then I'm going to press the Control key to silence speech. I'll press Insert plus down arrow, the Say All command, now.
Rover at 111 Any Street, my town, my state, 00000-0000, Freedom Scientific, 11831, ST, Cordon, ST, Petersburg, FL 33716. Dear M.R. Clark, colon, it is not often that I get a chance to write such a letter, letter period.
So I just pressed Control for silence. As you hear, we have a bunch of text up on the screen, and to our knowledge, nothing has been formatted, and everything is aligned along the left-hand margin of this document. I'm going to go ahead and return my insertion point to the top of this document with Control Home.
Top of file, blank.
Next, I'm going to press down arrow, because I heard it say blank.
Rover Red.
So here we hear that Rover Red, the sender of this letter's name, is near the top of this document. However, I'd like for the date to appear at the top of my document. Right now, my insertion point is located just to the left of the letter R in Rover. I'm going to press up arrow to go to the blank line above this.
Blank.
Next, what I'd like to do is insert the date here. Insert date and time can be found within the Insert pull-down menu, under the item Insert on the menu bar. So I'm going to press Alt plus I to open and activate the Insert pull-down menu.
Alt I, menu active, insert, date and time, dot dot dot, to move through items, press up or down arrow, D.
This happens to be the only item in this menu. I'll press Enter to open the date and time dialog.
Enter, leaving menus, date and time dialog, available formats, colon, list box, 8/19/01, 1/14, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, Alt A.
As you heard, there are many different ways to format the date and time. JAWS spoke how many were in this list for us. We can navigate the list view in the usual way, either by arrowing through it or with first letter navigation. So, if I wanted to let the recipient of my letter know that I wrote on Sunday, as opposed to 8/19/01, I could simply press the letter S until I land on Sunday. I'll go ahead and do this now.
S. Sunday, August 19, 2001.
We do have a few other options in this list, beginning with Sunday, but I'm just going to select this first one, and I'll press Enter now.
Enter, edit, type in text.
We hear that my application focus has moved back to the main document edit field. I'm going to do a say line, insert up arrow, to verify where I'm at the moment.
Sunday, August 19, 2001.
We hear that this has been inserted into our document on that line. Now, let's press down arrow to make sure we don't have any blank lines between the date and the person's name who's sending this letter.
Rover Ed.
And there you are. Up arrow again.
Sunday, August 19, 2001.
Very good. Now, let's say that I also want to put in the time this letter was written. I'm going to go ahead and activate the Insert pull-down menu again. Alt plus the letter I.
Alt I menu active. Insert date and time dot dot dot. To move through items, press up or down arrow D.
And I'll press Enter to open up the date and time dialog.
Enter, leaving menus, date and time dialog, available formats, colon list box, 8/19/01, 1/14, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, Alt A.
I know that the time currently is somewhere between the hours of 5 and 6 p.m., so I'm going to press the number 5.
5:05:06:32 p.m.
And we land right on the exact time according to the computer's clock. I'm going to press Enter to insert this into our document now.
Enter, edit, type in text.
Now, let's do a say line, insert up arrow.
Sunday, August 19, 2015:06:32 p.m.
We hear that our date and time are both running together, so it's a little bit of a mess. I remember that the insertion point is going to be to the right of whatever we just entered into our document. In this case, obviously, the time and date. So I'm going to press the left arrow until I get to the beginning of my time, and then press Enter to place it on a line of its own.
M, P, space, 2:03:06:05.
There it is, and now I'll press Enter.
Enter.
And let's do a say line, insert up arrow.
5:06:32 p.m.
And, just to double check, let's do an up arrow to go to the previous line.
Sunday, August 19, 2001.
Then down arrow.
5:06:32 p.m.
And down arrow again.
Rover Red.
That sounds good. Next, I'm going to press Control Home to move to the top of this document.
Top of file, Sunday, August 19, 2001.
What I'd like to do is select all the text in my header, that is, the date, the time, my name, and address, and carry out some formatting actions to that selected text. If I wanted to select a single line of text, usually I would make sure my insertion point was at the beginning of that line, and then press Shift plus the End, E-N-D, key, as we did in the Using the Clipboard section. But in this case, I want to select multiple lines, so I'll hold down the Shift key while pressing the down arrow a few times. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Selected, Sunday, August 19, 2001.
We've selected the first line of text, and I've still got the Shift key held down. Continuing to hold the Shift key down, I'll press down arrow again.
Selected, 5:06:32 p.m.
And again.
Selected, Rover Red.
I'm going to continue to hold the Shift key and press down arrow until I get to the end of the text that I'd like to select.
Selected, 111 Any Street. Selected, My Town, My State 00000-0000. Selected, Freedom Scientific.
Okay, I went a little bit too far. This is not a problem because I can simply keep that Shift key held down and press the up arrow to unselect this text.
Unselected, Freedom Scientific.
Jaws said, unselected, Freedom Scientific. I'm going to unselect one more line. Jaws didn't read it that time because it's just a blank line, so there wasn't any text to select there. I had actually pressed shift down arrow when I went through that line and ended up on Freedom Scientific to demonstrate the purpose that we're going to unselect Freedom Scientific and the blank line. Now, I can actually verify the text that I've got selected by using the say selected text command, which is shift plus the insert down arrow keys. I'll press this key combination now, shift, and then while holding the shift down, press insert down arrow.
Selected text is Sunday, August 19, 2001, 5:06:32 p.m. Rover Red 111 Any Street, My Town, My State 00000-0000.
Okay, so we hear that this is the only text that's currently selected in our document, and it appears visually to be highlighted. Pressing any one of the navigational keys at this point would unselect our text and bring back our insertion point. If I wanted to double check and make sure that this text was still selected, I could always use the read format attribute command that JAWS has built into it, insert F. I'll go ahead and press this keystroke now, insert plus the letter F.
Font equals Courier New 10 point highlighted.
Of course it read the font, Courier New, the point size, 10 point, and the fact that the text was highlighted, so that's good. The next thing that I would like to do to this selected text is center it. And, as with the insert date and time feature, I could activate the format menu with an accelerator key, Alt plus O. But, this first time, I'm just going to activate the menu bar by pressing the Alt key.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow, Alt F.
Now I'm going to press the right arrow until I hear Format.
Edit, Alt E. View, Alt V. Insert, Alt I. Format, Alt O.
And now I'm going to press down arrow to open up the Format menu.
Menu active, font dot dot dot. To move through items, press up or down arrow, F.
I'm going to press down arrow again.
Paragraph dot dot dot, P.
This is exactly what I'm looking for. Since we've selected a block of text, the computer will treat that as a paragraph. So, I'm going to press Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, paragraph, dialog, indentation, left colon, edit, spin box, zero quote. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt L.
I'm going to press the Tab key until I land in the alignment combo box.
Tab, indentation, right colon, edit, spin box, zero quote. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt R. Tab, indentation, first line colon, edit, spin box, zero quote. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt F. Tab, alignment colon, combo box, left, 1 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt A.
And we hear that the selected item by default in our combo box is to align our text to the left. I'm going to down arrow through this until I find the word centered.
Right. Center.
Now I'll press Enter.
Enter. Edit. Type in text.
And our selected text is now centered. Let's say that I also want to make this selected text bold. This time, I'm going to press the accelerator key combination Alt-O to activate the format pull-down menu.
Alt-O, menu active, format, font, dot, 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 to move through items, press up or down arrow, F.
Also, I want to note that the selected text was still selected. We had not actually moved the insertion point, so that text was still selected, even though we centered it. Font, dot, 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 is the item we landed on in the menu. This is where I want to go to find the bold option, so I'll press Enter and open this dialog.
Enter, leaving menus, font dialog, fonts colon, edit combo, courier new, 16 of 43. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
JAWS read several parts of information there. We heard it say courier new, which was the font. We also heard it speak the font style, which was regular, and the point size, which is 10. I'm going to tab until I reach the font style combo box.
tab, font style, colon, edit combo, regular, 1-4, to set the value use the arrow keys or type the value.
Now, I'm just going to press down arrow until I find bold.
Italic. Bold.
Now I'll press enter.
Enter, edit, type and text.
The header information that we previously selected and highlighted is still selected and highlighted. We have centered it, and we have made it bold. Now I'd like to unselect this text by pressing Control Home to move to the top of the document.
Top of file, Sunday, August 19, 2001.
I'm on the word S in Sunday. I can verify that by pressing the number 5 on the number pad.
S.
And Insert 5 will read the word for me.
Sunday, comma.
And let's press the key combination Insert F, a JAWS keystroke, to read us the font characteristics.
Font equals Courier New 10-point bold.
There we go. We know it's bold. I'm going to bring up the JAWS list of managers with a JAWS keystroke, Insert plus F2 now.
Run JAWS Manager dialog, list box, configuration manager, 1-10, to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Configuration manager is the first item in this list. I'll press enter to activate that.
Enter, edit, type and text, hjpath.jcf-JAWS configuration manager.
And because our focus was in the hjpath application, at the time we pressed insert F2 to bring up our list of managers, JAWS makes the assumption that we want to modify the configuration file associated with hjpath. So we're in a configuration called hjpad.jcf, which stands for JAWS configuration file, and the first thing that I'd like to modify in my hjpad configuration is found under Format Options from within the Set Options menu. I'm going to go ahead and press Alt plus S to activate the Set Options menu.
Alt S, menu active, set options, user options, ... To move through items, press up or down arrow, U.
And, at this time, I'm going to press down arrow until I hear format options.
Verbosity options, ... V. Text processing, ... T. Format options, ... F.
There it is, so I'll press enter now.
Enter, leaving menus, format options dialog, speak text formatting enable checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
By default, this checkbox is not checked. We've only got a couple of other items in this dialog when this item is not checked. As soon as I check this checkbox, we're going to have a lot more options in this dialog. I'm going to go ahead and check this checkbox now by pressing the spacebar.
Checked, space.
And now I'm going to press Tab to move to the next control.
Tab, speak text formatting attributes checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
You hear the tutor mode speak and tell us how to clear the checkmark if there is one there by pressing the spacebar. When we move to the next control, which will not be checked, tutor mode will tell us to press spacebar to turn on the checkmark. JAWS said, speak text formatting attributes checkbox checked. Since this box is checked by default, and I do want to hear formatting attributes such as italics, underline, and bold, spoken as I'm reading my document, I'll leave this checked and press the Tab key to move to the next control.
Tab, speak text formatting font checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
By default, this checkbox is not checked. Checking this checkbox lets JAWS know that you would like to get some sort of indication when a font has changed when you're reading a document. I'm going to go ahead and check this checkbox by pressing spacebar now.
Checked, space.
And I'll press Tab to move to the next control.
Tab, speak text formatting point size checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
By default, this checkbox is not checked either. Let's check this one. I'll press the spacebar now again, and then I'll press Tab to move to the next control.
Checked, space. tab, speak text formatting foreground color checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
I'm going to press the tab key again to move to the next control and leave this one unchecked for now.
Tab, speak text formatting background color checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
The same thing goes for background color. In this example, I'll press tab to move to the next control without checking this checkbox.
Tab, speak text formatting repeated characters checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
Note, checking foreground and background color can be useful if you're working within text that has to be formatted in certain colors. Again, we won't be using that option in this lesson. Just be aware that it's there. We landed on the repeated characters checkbox not checked. Checking this item tells JAWS that we want to hear the actual number of repeated characters when they're encountered. For example, if we had 40 stars on a line, by default, JAWS is only going to read 3 of those repeated characters. In other words, you'd hear star, star, star. Checking this option will tell JAWS that you'd like to hear the actual number, so 40 stars. Let's go ahead and check this checkbox as well by pressing the spacebar.
Check space.
Now I'm going to press the tab key to move to the next control.
Tab, speak text formatting capitalization checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
I'm going to check this checkbox as well to test for capital letters that appear in my documents. Then I'll press tab to move to the next control.
Check space. Tab, speak text formatting indented characters checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar.
I'm going to leave this one alone and tab to the next control.
Tab OK button to activate press spacebar.
And I'll press the spacebar here to activate the OK button.
Space HJPad JCF-JAWS Configuration Manager.
Now I'm going to save my changes to the HJPad configuration by pressing Ctrl plus the letter S as in save.
Ctrl S.
And now I'll press Alt plus Tab to move back to the HJPad application.
Alt Tab format.txt-hjpad edit type and text.
Okay, I'm back in the HJPad with my format document up on the screen. My insertion point happens to be at the top of this document. And I'm going to go ahead and do a say current line, which is insert plus up arrow on the numpad.
Bold courier new 10.8/19/2001.
There you heard the JAWS message voice speak bold courier new, which is the font, and the point size, which is 10, and then it read the date, which we had inserted yesterday, 8/19/2001. The JAWS message voice can be changed. You can pick different parameters, or you can actually pick a different person from the one that's listed now. This is done from within the Voices menu in your JAWS main application window, and it's called the Tutor and Message Voice. So we heard JAWS speak bold and courier new. That's because we specified that we wanted to hear format attributes such as bold, underlined, italicized, font style, and so on. We also wanted to hear whenever there was a change in the type of font contained within a document. So as we're pressing the down arrow to move through our document, you'll hear that the message voice is going to speak only according to the criteria that we just set in the format dialog of the HJPad configuration file. So we know that we can do a say line and have the information we've checked for in the format options dialog spoken to us. However, as we navigate by words, characters, or our arrow keys, unless the information actually changes, we're not going to hear the message voice for every line. In other words, if we're on a word that changes from normal to bold, we will hear JAWS speak bold followed by the word. If the next word is also bold, we won't hear the JAWS message voice say bold again because it's the same as the previous word. However, when the attributes change, you'll hear them just before you hear the word that has those different attributes spoken. I'm going to press down arrow one more time.
507:56, all caps PM.
There you heard the words, all caps PM. This indicates that the letters PM are both capitalized. Also there, you did not hear any change from the state of bold, so this line is also bolded. I'm going to down arrow again several times until we do hear a change in the font type or type of attribute that this text is written in.
Cap Rover, Cap Red.
There you heard the JAWS message voice specify Cap Rover, Cap Red. This means that the first letter of these two words is capitalized.
111, Cap Penny, Cap Street. Cap My, Cap Town, Cap My, Cap State 00000-0000.
The next line is a blank line, so we won't hear anything.
Blank.
Other than blank. And as I down arrow now, you should hear the JAWS message voice tell us something different.
Normal, Cap Freedom, Cap Scientific.
We heard normal to let us know that we're back in normal text as opposed to bold text. And we also heard that Freedom Scientific has a capital letter at the beginning of each word. Again, when you hear JAWS say all caps, then the word you're on is entirely capitalized. I'm going to continue down arrowing until I come to the first line of text in this document, past the address for Freedom Scientific and the greeting.
11,000 cap S Lang. Cap, dear, cap, MR, cap, Lang. Cap, it is not often that, cap, I get a chance to write such a letter, cap, in any.
Okay, there you heard quite a bit of information, mainly capitalized letters. From this point, I'm going to do a say all to read this document through to the bottom. Again, the keystroke for say all is insert down arrow.
It is not often that I get a chance to write such a letter. In any event, I'd like to take this moment to thank you for your kind, gentle, and professional manner while training our class on JAWS. You showed exceptional leadership qualities, especially when my computer blew up. Further, you never flinched when the roof caved in. In fact, your perseverance to stand and train in the snow was remarkable. For all this, I just wanted to say thank you and keep up the good work. Sincerely, a grateful Freedom Scientific trainee.
Okay. Let's now move up the document until you land on the line that talks about, especially when my computer blew up.
Lang, cap, sit, lang, this, cap, perseverance to stand and cap, further, you never flinched when the roof, exceptional leadership qualities, especially when my computer blew up.
Okay, there's the line I'm looking for. Now, I'd like to move to the word when in this sentence, using your navigation techniques learned earlier. An easy way is to press home first while you're on this line to make sure you're at the beginning of the line, and find out what word you're on by pressing insert 5, the say word command, on the numeric keypad. I'll do this now.
Home. Courier new 10-point exceptional.
And I'll press insert right arrow, say next word, until I land on the word when.
Leadership qualities, especially when.
There I am, right there. Your cursor is going to be at the beginning of the word when you're stopped on a word like this. Now, press the Windows keys to select this word, Control plus Shift plus right arrow, and continue to hold down the Control and Shift keys and press the right arrow again to select the words, My computer blew up. So we'll select the words, When my computer blew up. I'm going to press Control-Shift, and then right arrow.
When selected. My selected. Computer selected. Blue selected. Up selected.
Earlier you learned how to go to the menus and change format attributes. Let's use a hotkey combination now instead of going to the menus to make these words underlined. That keystroke is Control plus the letter U. I'll press this keystroke now.
Control U when my computer blew up.
Now, using next word navigation, insert plus right arrow, which will unselect the currently highlighted text, by the way, move to the next word that begins with when and stop there for a moment.
Underline cap, cap, further comma, U, never, flinched, when.
Okay, there I am on that word. Using your Windows word selection keys to select these words, remember, hold down the Control and Shift key and press the right arrow. We want to select the text phrase, When the Roof Caved In. Pressing Control and Shift and right arrow.
When selected.
Right arrow again.
The selected. Roof selected. Caved selected. In selected.
To repeat how to read your selected text again, press Shift plus Insert Down Arrow to verify this. I'll do that now. Shift, Insert Down Arrow.
Selected text is when the roof caved in.
This is a good way to double check to make sure that you have indeed selected the proper text. Now, let's use a hotkey to make this text italicized. The hotkey for this action is Control plus the letter I.
Control I when the roof caved in.
Finally, let's move down to the next line of text and insert some repeated characters to show how that works. I'll do a down arrow.
Perseverance to stand and train in the snow was remarkable. Cap for all.
What I want to do is I want to move to the beginning of this line, rather than inserting any characters somewhere in the middle of a word. So I'll press the Home key.
Home.
Okay, now, let's press a few letters. I'll pick the letter H, and press it 5 times.
H, 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 H.
And I'll press the space bar.
Space.
And let's put in a few letters, oh, say the letter A.
A, 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 A.
And the space bar.
Space.
And now let's do the say line command, insert up arrow, to listen to the number of repeated characters on this line.
Courier who 10.5, H, lang, 7, A, perseverance to stand and train in the snow was.
So there you have an example of how it's reading the repeated characters and counting the number of them on the line. If we press up arrow now, we should hear...
Cap further, you never flinched, italic when the roof caved in, normal period, cap in fact your.
So you heard it say, italic, just before the word when, and the phrase when the roof caved in, was all italicized, so we didn't hear any change in attribute at that point. Then after the word in, we heard normal, and it continued. Now, the line above this, I had when my computer blew up underlined, so if I press up arrow, we should hear that as well.
Exceptional leadership qualities especially underlined when my computer blew up, normal period.
And there you have it. Okay, next thing I want to do is I want to alt-tab back to the hjpad.jcf, set options, format options. Let's do that now.
Alt-tab, hjpad.jcf-jaws configuration manager, hjpad.jcf-jaws configuration manager.
What I'd like to do now is I'd like to save this with Control-S.
Control-S.
We're going to go back to the set options menu with Alt-S.
Alt-S, menu active, set options, user options, ... To move through items, press up or down arrow, U.
And we're going to down arrow back to the format options item.
Verbosity option, text processing, format options, ... F.
And press Enter to open this dialog.
Enter, leaving menus, format options, dialog, speak text formatting, enable checkbox checked, to clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Now, let's press the spacebar to uncheck the enable checkbox.
Not checked, space.
And I'll press Enter because the default button when I press Insert E,
default button is OK,
is the OK button, so I'll just go ahead and press Enter to close this dialog.
Enter, hjpad.jcf-jaws configuration manager.
And we land back in hjpad.jcf, which stands for JAWS configuration file. And I'll press Control-S to save the changes one more time.
Control-S.
Now, let's go back to HJPAD with an Alt-Tab.
Alt-Tab, format.txt-hjpad, format.txt-hjpad, edit, type in text.
Now, what I'd like to do is press Control-Home to go to the top of the document.
Top of file, 8/19/2001.
And I'll do a say line, insert up arrow.
8/19/2001.
Notice that it didn't say anything about bold, it didn't say anything about courier new, and as I down arrow through the document,
Rover, one up, my top, land, Freedom Scientific.
It didn't say anything about the change in attributes from bold to normal for Freedom Scientific. So basically we've turned the checkbox off so this format and attribute changes are not being spoken. What we've done here is we've gone into the configuration manager for HJPAD and set a checkbox and told it to check certain items when we want to check formatting. If we had left that on the entire time, it would have gotten quite annoying. So we turned it off, and we saved it. Now I'm going to show you how to bring it up quickly once you've made those changes in Configuration Manager by using the JAWS verbosity list. I'll press Insert V for verbosity now.
Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog list box. User verbosity dash beginner level 1 of 9. Use the arrow keys to select an item. Press the space bar to toggle between the choices.
Near the bottom of this list, we should hear speak format and attribute changes. I'll press S.
S screen echo dash highlighted.
Again.
S say all by dash line without pauses.
Again.
S speak format and attribute changes dash off.
Aha, notice the off at the end of the line. Pressing spacebar will toggle this to on.
Space speak format and attribute changes dash on.
Now, let's press enter to close the JAWS verbosity list.
Enter format.txt dash hjpad. Edit type and text.
I'll press an insert up arrow now for Saline.
Courier new 10-point cap freedom cap scientific.
And now we're back to the way we were when we were checking for our attributes. I'll press up arrow.
Land.
And again.
Bold cap my cap town cap my cap state 000000-0000.
So you can see this is a great tool for proofreading. Now I want to go back and turn this off again, so I'll bring up the JAWS verbosity list, insert V.
Adjust JAWS verbosity dialog, list box, user verbosity dash beginner level 1 of 9, use the arrow keys to select an item, press the space bar to toggle between the choices. SP punctuation level dash most.
I tried SP and it landed me on punctuation, so I'll press S one more time.
S speak format and attribute changes dash on.
Now let's turn this off by pressing spacebar.
Space, speak format and attribute changes dash off.
And press enter to close the adjust JAWS verbosity dialog.
Enter format.txt dash hjpad. Edit type and text.
And saline.
My town, my state 000000-0000.
And down arrow a few times.
Land. Freedom scientific.
So there you have it. The point is, you can set this for any program individually by using the JAWS Configuration Manager. Once you set the items you want to check in the Set Options menu, the Format Options dialog, and turn them off, you can always pull them up to proofread a document later and check them on the fly with the JAWS verbosity list, insert V.